Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on CDO as we come to you live from Walton High School, where today it's the eighth-ranked team in New York State in Class B, the Walton Warriors, taking on the visiting Deposit Hancock Eagles on a chilly and wet day here in Walton. The rain has been consistently falling here this afternoon, making for some muddy conditions. But hey, Deposit Hancock and Walton, what do they like to do? They like to run the football. So I think we're going to see a lot of that today on a muddy field here in Walton. Welcome into our kickoff show today, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center. And they are on Route 7, Riverside, in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service, rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll break this one down, a battle of the Eagles and the Warriors today here in Walton. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It's our kickoff show here today for high school football, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center. Kickoff show on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service. You can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. Now, Unitego got it done here last night on CDO. They defeated Delhi by a score of 52-30. They moved to 5-0. If Walton can win here today against a tough and scrappy Deposit Hancock team, that would set up a battle on CDO next Friday night at Unitego between two state-ranked 5-0 teams. That's if Walton can get past a very tough Eagles team here today. Deposit Hancock comes in with a record of 3-1, 1-1 in the division. Their only loss on the season was a 41-18 setback to Unitego back in Week 3. Walton is 4-0. They come in rolling. They're the eighth-ranked team in New York State Class D. They're the highest-ranked team in our coverage area here for high school football, and they have Jim Hoover at the helm, 302 career wins, and they are excited for a home game here this afternoon against Deposit Hancock. And revenge is on the minds here of the Warriors today. Last year, they dropped a 13-12 loss to this very same Deposit Hancock team, and they said all week that they are ready to come out and get some revenge today against the Eagles. The Eagles are led by a running attack by junior Dawson Beers, and he's somebody that local defenders are going to have to deal with this year and next year. And he was very big in a 34-0 win over Delhi here in Walton last week. He carried the ball 19 times for 160 yards and 3 TDs. But Walton isn't just a one-man show like a lot of teams can be when they're good at running the football. Walton had 15 different ball carriers last week against Delhi, whether it was guys just going for 1 or 2 yards or some guys breaking off big runs. There are a variety of tailbacks and fullbacks that can come into this Jim Hoover scheme that can be pounding their way up the middle, and that is what Walton likes to do. A little trickery on a handoff. The quarterback almost turns his back to the line of scrimmage before handing it off to a variety of guys who are cutting and weaving their way through some excellent blocking. So that is what Deposit Hancock has to deal with here today. We'll get set for the national anthem and also the coin toss here to see who will kick off on this wet, cold, rainy day here in Walton. The rain was coming down pretty steadily a few minutes ago. Now it seems to be lightening up, but will certainly be an interesting contest here today. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand-name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the catalog outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalog. CatalogOutletOnline.com.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank. For everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Angus & Ale Main Street in Sydney has incredible specials you won't want to miss. Thursdays, you'll love Angus & Ale's famous large chicken wings during wing night. Then Fridays, enjoy fresh fish of the day. And Saturday night features mouth-watering prime Angus prime rib. Don't forget our lunch club, too. Buy 9 lunches and get 1 free. Plus, the holidays will be here before we know it. And with our variety of catering choices, we can make your holiday party stress-free. Angus & Ale Main Street in Sydney. Open at 11 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Call 604-4273.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lowe with you here on CDO as we get set for kickoff between Walton and Deposit Hancock. Good time to get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of CDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So we'll get things set here. Walton taking on Deposit Hancock. Walton 4-0. Deposit Hancock is 3-1. Walton in those traditional black uniforms with the orange helmets, the orange pants as well. Deposit Hancock in their white uniforms with the royal blue pants and the white helmet as well. As we'll get set, looks like Walton will be kicking off to Deposit Hancock, who will be going right to left. All set for a showdown here between the Eagles and the Warriors. Of course, we will have Walton again next week here on CDO as they'll be taking on the Unity Eagle Spartans, who are ranked 11th this week in Class D in the New York State Sports Writer poll. As we get set for the kickoff here, back deep to receive for Deposit Hancock is junior Brandon Macomber, and he is one guy that you will want to watch here today had over 1,000 yards receiving last season and is one of the big weapons here for the Eagles. Walton ready for the kickoff as we get set on a rainy Saturday here in Walton. A short kick is fielded through the hands of a Deposit Hancock player. He'll pick it up and look to get over to the right-hand side. Gains about 3 yards. Devin Decker, the ball carrier, after the ball slipped through the initial hands there of Ethan Jacobs. So, and that's going to be a theme today as well. This is a wet and slippery field. The ball is going to be slippery as well. And that'll be tough to see. That'll be tough to handle. Ball will be on the 30-yard line here for Deposit Hancock as they start things off. And under center is the quarterback, Ronnie Ballard. Maycumber is out to his right as they start on their own 30-yard line, and they look to bring the ball up the middle. Ball actually came loose, but ruled down. No gain on the play there for Dane Edwards, number 25. So, Edwards with the first carry of the afternoon for Deposit Hancock. Loss of one on the play. That'll bring up second and 11 here for the Eagles. 5th year is the combined program for Deposit Hancock. Used to be big-time rivals. Now have joined together to form this Eagles squad. Second down and 10. Another run to the outside here as they go right to left. Maybe a gain of one on the play there. As Colby Hall, the ball carrier, brings it through the line and nowhere to go there. So a 3rd and 10 now for Deposit Hancock. 10:55 to go here in this first quarter. And a 3rd and long here on the first drive of the afternoon as Deposit Hancock is elected to try to run right into the guts here of this Walton defense in the early going. So a 3rd and 10 now for Deposit Hancock. Maycumber is split out to the right. Another wide receiver to the left here. Under center, Ronnie Ballard's going to look to throw on 3rd down, and the pass is behind David Schaefer, and that'll bring up 4th down. So that'll bring up a 4th down here for Deposit Hancock. 4th and 10 in the early going here. First quarter, 10:32 to go. We're scoreless between Walton and Deposit Hancock. Warriors, the 8th-ranked team in Class D in New York State, according to the New York State Sports Writers poll this week. Back deep to receive the punt here is Christian Rutherford for Walton. Also on the other side is Austin Brooker. Punting the ball away, it's a very high kick, but maybe only going about 10 yards before taking an Eagles bounce, and will go all the way up to about the 47-yard line, but excellent starting field position here for Walton. We'll step away for 30 seconds. We're scoreless between Walton and Deposit Hancock here on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Walton will take over here after a short punt there by Deposit Hancock. And on their first play, they will pick up about 8 yards on the play. As Quinn Harvey, one of those big running backs for Walton, gets the call on 1st and 10. Now a 2nd and 2 ball is on the 39-yard line as Walton is into the Eagles territory to start things off. 2nd and 2. They'll hand this one off to Harvey again. He easily picks up the 1st down as Walton goes left to right. Gain of 5 on the play there for Harvey. Curtis with the stop there for Deposit Hancock. And Walton, 2 runs. Early going of this drive. So the ball on the 33-yard line as Walton goes left to right to start things off. Looking to get through this defense of Deposit Hancock. Deposit Hancock giving up 41 points a season high against Unitico in week 3. Walton with a handoff here on 1st and 10 and breaking through the line. Looks like Walton looking for their first point of the day and into the back of the end zone. A touchdown for Jacob Wright for the Walton Warriors, and it's a 6-0 lead they score on the 3rd play of their 1st drive of the afternoon. And so Jacob Wright on a 33-yard play will score for the Walton Warriors, and that will make it 6-0. And he just sliced through that line, some great blocking by the Warriors, and he was off to the races down the left side, pretty much untouched after the first 10 yards. And so Walton now with a 6-0 lead, 9:14 to go in this first quarter, and the Warriors will go for two. Zant will hand off, gets it back to Quinn Harvey. He's upended, and he will be a little short as he got taken out at the knees and couldn't quite get into the back of the end zone. But Walton scores on a 33-yard run to start things off by Jacob Wright. 6-0 lead for Walton. We'll take a 30-second break here on WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. So Walton scores on their first possession of the game. They kick back off to the Eagles with the positive Hancock. And Brendan Maycumber, a guy that we said was very, very good, brings up about the 20-yard return. And I first intend to start things off here for deposit Hancock. They will start on their own 42-yard line here on their second drive after going 3-and-out on their first drive of the afternoon. So a 6-0 lead here for Walton, 9:08 to go in the first quarter. And the Eagles trying to settle into this game here on the road, a tough environment, always tough to play here at Walton, against a very pumped-up Warriors team. First and 10 as the Eagles go right to left. And this one almost intercepted here by the Warriors. Derek Meade got his hands on it, but slipped through as they were looking for Maycumber down the left wing. So a second and 10, deposit Hancock going right to left on your radio dial from their own 42. So deposit Hancock with a second and 10 here from their own 42 after a very nice run back by Brendan Maycumber to start things off. 9:05 to go here in the first quarter. Walton with a 6-0 lead thanks to a 33-yard touchdown run by Jacob Wright on just the third play of their first drive. High formation here for deposit Hancock. They fake the handoff, and here goes Ballard. He rolls out to the right. He's got some room. He'll pick up a first down. He's at midfield. He's at the 40 before finally being roped down at the 30-yard line. And a big pickup there for deposit Hancock. Just a very nice play as Jacob Wright was able to catch up with him and knock him out of bounds. But Ronnie Ballard, 5'11", 190-pound quarterback here for deposit Hancock, has a nice scamper there of about 30 yards. So Ballard with the fake handoff is able to pick up just about 30 yards on the play. So deposit Hancock with a first and 10. They're into Walton territory for the first time this afternoon from about the 34-yard line. I formation again, a handoff this time up through the middle, picking up just a couple of yards there was Colby Hall. So Colby Hall breaks through the line and picks up 5, maybe 6 yards on the play there for deposit Hancock before being brought down by Dawson Beers. Dawson Beers, one of the lead runners for this Walton team, didn't even touch the ball in that first drive. That just shows what we were talking about in our pregame show. Walton had 15 different guys run the ball last weekend, so a lot of weapons offensively for the Warriors. Now he's second down here at about 5 as Ballard's going to roll to his right again looking for the first down. Can he get it? Yes, he will as he's shoved out of bounds at the 20-yard line. And the Eagles going right to left. And they are deep in Walton territory looking to knock on the door in the red zone. So a first down here for deposit Hancock looking to settle in after their first drive. They had to punt it away. 7:58 to go here first quarter. Walton is on top of deposit Hancock by a score of 6-0. Play comes in from the sideline for the quarterback, Rodney Ballard, as the ball about on the 18-yard line here for deposit Hancock. They break the huddle and come in. I formation once again. I haven't seen them do any shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left, one of them being Brandon Maycumber. He's in the slot. It's our first flag of the afternoon here will bring up a whistle. 7:57 to go in this first quarter, and a 6-0 lead for Walton over Deposit Hancock. So it'll be a 1st and 5 as the penalty against Walton there for being offsides. That just pushes the ball a little deeper into Walton territory here for the Eagles. Play comes in from the sidelines. So a 1st and 5 now for the Eagles. And they are about on the 14-yard line. And we'll see if this Walton defense can hold. They had a shutout last week against Delhi, 34-0. But the Eagles, 3-1, have some explosive weapons here on a 1st and 5. They go right to left. They look to throw. Ballard will pull it down, and he's taken down in the backfield. Very nice play there by Walton. Breaking through the line was Tyler Griffith. And Griffith just got a piece of him as Ballard was looking to throw into that back corner of the end zone, but nowhere to go. 7:35 to go in the first quarter. Walton on top of Deposit Hancock, 6-0. Ballard gets the play from the sideline on a 2nd down, 18-yard line here for the Eagles. Ballard is now split out wide to the right, one wide receiver on each side. I formation here for the Eagles. And Walton breaking right through the line, getting after Ballard again, nowhere to go, and a loss on the play. And Walton defense just swarming through there, and once again, Tyler Griffith coming through the line to knock him down. So Nate Sparling and Tyler Griffin breaking through the line there for the Warriors as they lead 6-0, and now it's a 3rd and long here for Deposit Hancock as they had worked their way into the red zone, but now pushed all the way back to about the 23-yard line. 6:40 to go, first quarter. Walton on top, 6-0, on a 33-yard touchdown run by Jacob Wright. Ballard under center on this 3rd and long, about a 3rd and 14. Ballard throws one out to Maycomb. He's got nowhere to go, makes a shifty first move, but Walton covering him up there, nowhere to go. And that'll bring up 4th down. So Maycumber with a catch, but nowhere to go. Therefore, Maycumber, as Walton had 3 guys waiting for him as they threw it out to him in the flat. So about a 4th and 19. This will be interesting to see what Deposit Hancock decides to do here. They're obviously going for it, but what kind of play are you going to draw up? Do you take a shot at the end zone here? Pretty much have to get the 1st down. You'd be all the way down to about the 5-yard line. Clock continuing to run down to 5:50 to go, first quarter. 6-0 lead for Walton over Deposit Hancock. I formation. Maycumber is split out to the left. Now he's in motion, and they'll hand it off to him. But again, Walton is there, and some nice tackling. They wrap him up. Jordan Somers is there to knock him down, and it'll be a turnover on down for the Eagles. So Somers is there, and Walton will take over, and they'll have their 2nd offensive possession of the afternoon. Nice play, and if you can, you know, get Maycumber out into some open space there, maybe he's able to run if he can turn the corner, but Walton sniffed that one out right from the start, and the defense holds strong. 5:39 to go, first quarter, 6-0 lead for Walton there on their 2nd play, their 2nd drive of the afternoon. Rain starting to come down a little more heavy here at Jim Hoover Field, and Walton going left to right. They'll hand off on 1st down, right up the gut, and Harvey will pick up a nice gain of about 14 yards here. So Quinn Harvey, 6-foot-tall, 180 pounds, the senior, makes a nice run up the middle. So a big run there, and Harvey has 3 carries on the afternoon, 1 of 8, 1 of 5, and 1 of 14. The longest run of the afternoon so far belongs to Jacob Wright of Walton, who had a 33-yard touchdown to give us our 6-0 score. 5:20 to go, first quarter. 6-0 lead for the Warriors over the Eagles of Deposit Hancock on a rainy day here in Walton. Thanks for joining us here on CDO or WCDOsports.com. Flag coming out. It's the Eagles line getting a little antsy there, breaking through as the snap count came out from Walton quarterback Trevor Vance. So a 1st and 5 now after the 5-yard penalty. That will get Walton into Deposit Hancock territory to about the 46-yard line. And Deposit Hancock's going to take a timeout. We'll step away here on CDO.
Yeah. Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
We're specialists.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Walton's going to throw here, and they'll have a catch over to Glenn Harvey. A juggling catch, actually, to Jacob Wright, who's able to pull it in, and that's about a 30-yard catch all the way down to the Deposit Hancock 10-yard line. Paul with the stop there for Deposit Hancock, but Walton, not a throwing team very often, but right after the timeout, they loft one up, and it's a huge gain there for Jacob Wright, who had to juggle it through the air before falling down onto his back. Highlight reel catch there for Walton, and that'll bring up a first and goal there at about the 12-yard line, looking for their second score of the afternoon. They'll hand off to the outside, Harvey churning his legs, and he's taken down after a gain of about three. So a big passing play there for Walton against the Deposit Hancock defense. And Jacob Wright with a huge catch, giving Walton a great opportunity in the red zone once again. Second and about 10 here. Second and 9 for the Warriors, as again they are knocking on the door. 4:15 to go, first quarter. 6-0 lead for Walton. They're looking to add to it. They lost to this Deposit Hancock team 13-12 last year. They're looking for some revenge, and they're getting it here so far in the first quarter. Hand off to Wright, little 360, right down to the goal line here. Pickup of about 5 on the play, and it'll be a third and goal here for the Walton Warriors. So a third and short here for Walton, as they are knocking right on the doorstep here against this Eagles defense. So Zant will get the play from the sideline and come in. We haven't seen much of Dawson Beers so far in this contest for Walton, but their other stable of running backs have done the job very nicely between Jacob Wright and Quinn Harvey. Third and one here for Walton. Right on the goal line. They'll hand off and give this one to Harvey. He is through, and a touchdown for the Walton Warriors. And they will have a 12-0 lead over Deposit Hancock with 3:18 to go in this first quarter. So with 3:18 to go, a little handoff on a third and one there to Quinn Harvey, and he's able to punch his way through. Walton now looking to go for two and could possibly get this up to a 14-0 lead. Wide receivers, one to the right, one to the left. Two running backs in the backfield as they go for two. Zant under center. Little tricky handoff, and he didn't get rid of the ball, and Deposit Hancock able to break through the line and bring him down. So it'll be a 12-0 score, 3:18 to go first quarter. We'll step away here on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. A rainy day here in Walton, but a nice day for some football. Kind of football weather, I guess you could say, between the Warriors and the visiting Deposit Hancock Eagles. And after a kickoff, after the second Walton score, the Warriors leading the Eagles by a score of 12-0. Deposit Hancock going right to left on your radio dial. They'll start at their own 30-yard line. They'll hand off on first down, bouncing to the outside and getting some room as the Deposit Hancock running back down the far side before Walton can finally bring him out of bounds as he breaks into Walton territory. And a nice run there by Colby Hall. So Colby Hall breaking his way down the outside, and that's the second drive where a big running play has gotten Deposit Hancock into Walton territory. And Walton will take a timeout. I'm sure Jim Hoover wants to talk to his club after giving up a big run like that. We'll step away for 30. You're listening to Live High School Football here on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel of Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, no matter what time of year you travel. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel on River Street in Sydney, next to R.E. Wilbur. Call 563-2156.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Walton leading 12-0 on their home field over to Deposit Hancock. Thanks for joining us here on CDO this afternoon or WCDOsports.com. Our live stream today brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Deposit Hancock on their third possession of the game. They've broken into Walton territory, and the ball on the 35-yard line as they go right to left here on first and 10. And a quick handoff on the inside will pick up about two, maybe three yards there for Colby Hall. Looked like the ball carrier was Colby Hall for Deposit Hancock as they trail 12-0. They settled in during the second drive of the afternoon after going four and out on their first drive, and a huge run on this second drive, or the third drive, excuse me, by Colby Hall has got them back into Walton territory. This is where their drive stalled last time they were down. Ballard is under center. They'll look to hand off again to Hall. He's up through the middle and finally brought down by the Walton defense, but after he gets up 6 or 7 yards, and he'll be close to a first down. Looked like Beers brought him down for Walton. So this will bring up a third and two, and this is where Deposit Hancock got in trouble last time, not able to pick up a key third down. So Colby Hall with another run for Deposit Hancock. He's had the ball four times already, and he's approaching 50 yards after that big run earlier in the drive. 1:50 to go, first quarter. A third and two here for Deposit Hancock, and a fumble off the snap. Ballard just has to keep it himself, but Walton is there, and he gets buried under a sea of orange and black, and that'll bring up a fourth and short here for the Eagles. And so now I'd say this is going to be about a fourth and two, fourth and three for Deposit Hancock, and we'll see if they just try to bust this one up the middle or if we see some trickery again, as last time they tried to throw out into the flat there looking for Brandon Maycumber. 1:20 to go, first quarter, 12-0 lead for Walton over Deposit Hancock. Play comes in from the sideline here for quarterback Ronnie Ballard. Ballard in the huddle, and they break it out. We'll see where Maycumber lines up. Don't see Maycumber out. Do have one wide receiver split out to the right. That's David Schaefer. And a flag coming out here on fourth and short, and we'll see who this one is against. It will be against the Eagles. It will be a false start. A 5-yard penalty will back them up for about a fourth and eight as they have gotten into Walton territory, and the ball will be pushed back to about the 35-yard line. The Walton defense again looking to hold strong here in the rain on their home field in their own end. So the ball on about the 33, 34-yard line, and this will bring up a 4th and 8 as Deposit Hancock goes right to left. Thanks for joining us today here on CDO. Walton leading Deposit Hancock 12-0. Ballard is under center, I formation. He'll just try to get that little quarterback keeper again, and he's all sniffed out here by the Warriors. They will wrap him up, and that'll be a turnover on downs as the Warriors swarm all over the quarterback, Rodney Ballard, and wrap him up. 52 seconds to go in this first quarter. 12-0 lead for Walton. They will be on their third possession of the afternoon. They've scored in their first two possessions with 9:15 to go in the first quarter. Jacob Wright scored a 33-yard touchdown. And with 3:18 to go in the first quarter on a 5-yard run, it was Quinn Harvey scoring for Walton. So 52 seconds to go first quarter. Walton will take over on downs from their own 35-yard line, going left to right here in their traditional orange helmets, orange pants, and a black uniform. Walton looking to hand off here on first down. A little bit of a broken play there, some miscommunication. A handoff to right, maybe a gain of 1 on the play for Jacob Wright. So Jacob Wright with his second carry of the day. First carry of the day was for a 33-yard touchdown. So about a 2nd and 10 for Walton here from their own 35-yard line as they get the play all set back in their own huddle. Clock continuing to tick down in this first quarter. 25 seconds left. Looks like the Warriors might get one last play off in the quarter as they lead 12-0. Down to 15 seconds to go here in the quarter. Trevor Zant under center here for the Warriors. Last play of the first quarter, and Zebra Crew is going to call this one dead. Looks like a timeout for Walton as they got set on the formation. We'll step away for 30 seconds with Walton leading 12-0 here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
8 seconds to go, first quarter. It's Walton on top of Deposit Hancock by a score of 12-0 here on Jim Hoover Field in Walton. And a 2nd and 10 here for the Warriors probably will be the last play of the quarter, and just as they get set, a flag on the play, this one against Deposit Hancock. It looks like jumping a little early there was Dustin Daly. So that'll bring up a 2nd and 5 after the 5-yard penalty there for a false start. We'll bring the ball up to the Walton 40 as they go left to right. So the Warriors back in the huddle now. It looks like we'll have their last play of the quarter. Clock hasn't moved, still at 8.4 seconds to go as Walton leads 12-0. Ball at the 40. Last play of the quarter here is Trevor Zant barking out some signals to his wide receivers who are split out to the right. And they'll give the ball to Dawson Beard. He'll easily pick up a first down. First time we've seen him run the ball this afternoon. A first down and a pickup of 5. That'll do it. Well, not quite do it for the first quarter. We'll have 2 seconds left in the quarter. And Dawson Beard with his first run of the afternoon. Now they will let the time tick off the clock, and that'll do it for the first quarter. Walton with a 12-0 lead on touchdowns by Wright and Harvey. And we'll take a quick break here on WCDO.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire. Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
As we are set for the second quarter here, as the rain continues to come down here in Walton, as Walton has a 12-0 lead over Deposit Hancock as we start the second quarter. Teams will flip sides, so Walton now going right to left in those black uniforms, the orange helmet and the orange pants, visiting Deposit Hancock in the navy blue pants, navy blue numbers, and the white helmets with the white uniforms. So a first and 10 now for Walton, and looks like a false start here against the Warriors. That'll back them up for a first and 15. So this will knock Walton back to about their own 40-yard line here as the referees mark this one off. That'll actually be about the 42 here for the Warriors as the play comes in from the sideline. 12-0, Walton on top of Deposit Hancock. First quarter touchdowns by Jacob Wright on a 33-yard run and a 5-yard run by Quinn Harvey. And we haven't even seen much of Dawson Beers yet running the ball for Walton, somebody we were interested to get a look at here today for this contest. So a first and 15, and they'll hand it off, and that is Dawson Beers getting a carry to his left, and a gain of about 7 yards on the play by Beers, and he breaks across midfield to the 49-yard line of Deposit Hancock. This will be a second and 6, second and 7 here from midfield as Walton goes right to left after having to go long on the first and 15 after that false start penalty. Still a manageable second down here for the Warriors. Wide receivers split out to the left. Nobody on the right. Two running backs in the backfield. A handoff here for Pierce. He breaks through the middle. He's got some running room. One man to beat. He gets around Maycumber. Splits to the outside. Eagles catch up with him and carry him down to about the 25-yard line. A nice run through the middle there by Dawson Beers, and we can see why he had 3 touchdowns and over 150 yards last weekend against Delhi. So 11-13 to go, first quarter. It's still a 12-0 lead for Walton, and they are marching again. So Beers with about a 25-yard, 30-yard pickup there on that run, and the ball down to the Deposit Hancock 24-yard line is again Walton knocking on the door of this Eagles red zone. They hand it off to Beers. He's through the middle, gain of maybe about 4 on the play there for Beers as he's brought down there by Ethan Jacobs for the Eagles. So a second and 7 now with 10:40 to go with Jim Hoover on the sidelines for Walton. Of course, got his 300th win just a couple of weeks ago against Harpersville Afton, 20-6. Has 302 wins on the season and just has this Walton program ticking again here this year. So a third down for the Warriors in the rain on their home field. They'll hand off up the middle and a big pile breaking through. Looked like Beers was the ball carrier up to about the 15-yard line. Actually, it was Jacob Wright who was carrying the ball there. So Wright will be just a little short of the first down, I believe.
It is third and 1.
So this is going to be a third and short, a third and 1 with the ball on the 15-yard line after the carry. And so here on the third and 1, Zant under center will hand off, trying to get this short yardage, and up the center they go. They maybe get the first down here. It's going to be close and hard to see. Looks like they will as they carry it through the pile there. And it looks like it was Derek Meade carrying the ball through the center. 9:34 to go in the second quarter. 12-0 lead for Walton as they pick up a key first down. So Meade picking up about 2 on the play, and Walton in good shape now. Down on the 15-yard line of the Eagles, going right to left. Zant is under center. He'll hand off to Meade again. Oh, it went to somebody else up the middle. They go. And that's that Walton trigger. You never know who's going to get the ball out of the backfield. So we come up on 9 minutes to go here in this second quarter. 12-0 lead for Walton. So a quick carry up the middle there. They faked the handoff to me. We're not sure who actually carried the ball. Looked like it could possibly have been Beers in the backfield carrying that through. So a second down now and about 7 yards to go with 8:35 to go in the second quarter. And they'll hand off this time. It will go to the left side and carrying into the back of the end zone after a nice little 360 move with Jacob Wright, and it's a touchdown for the Walton Warriors. So a second quarter touchdown and a second of the day for Jacob Wright. And that'll increase the lead here for the Warriors as they are absolutely rolling against the Posit Hancock. They now lead 18-0 with 8:27 to go here in this second quarter. So Jacob Wright was pretty much wrapped up in the backfield before just continuing to keep those legs churning. Did a little 360 and worked his way into the end zone. So Walton now going for two. Zant under center. Hand off again, and through the middle they go, and there is Dawson Beers with the two-point conversion, and that makes it 20-0 with 8:27 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away. You're listening to live high school football this afternoon on WCDO.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
A history of service, a commitment to your insurance needs. That's what Mang Insurance is all about. With over 100 years of service, we're still focused on our promise to offer the best products and superior service to all of our clients. We write all types of insurance and are an independent agency representing many fine companies. So stop in today or call Mang at 561-2600. Mang Insurance, providing over 100 years of service to the Tri-County area and supporting local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here on WCDO and also WCDOsports.com. Our live stream today and our audio archive on CDOsports.com is brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, we're all about you. 8:22 to go here in Walton on Jim Hooper Field at Walton High School. And it's three touchdowns by the Warriors, and they lead 20-0 over Deposit Hancock. Deposit Hancock on a short return will start on their own 42-yard line. They've had a couple of good runs, and they've gotten into the red zone twice, but have not been able to cash in against this very tough Walton Warriors defense. So we'll see what they can get on their fourth drive of the afternoon. Ronnie Ballard, the quarterback, is under center. He'll roll to his left, and this was a big run for him back in the first quarter. Nowhere to go this time as the play is sniffed out there by Harvey. Quinn Harvey breaking through the line and able to get the tackle there on Ronnie Ballard. So let's recap here for Walton. A first quarter touchdown by Jacob Wright with 9:15 to go on a 33-yard run. Then with 3:18 to go, Quinn Harvey had a 5-yard run. And that gave Walton a 2-touchdown lead. And then Jacob Wright with a 10-yard run after a big run by Dawson Beers set that up. And Walton converts the 2-point conversion to Beers, and they lead 20-0. And so here is Deposit Hancock back in their own end at the 42 on a 2nd and 10. Nowhere to go. It's a sea of black and orange there driving back the ball carrier as Colby Hall was trying to bring the ball through the center. Nowhere to go. So this will bring up on a 3rd and 9 here for Deposit Hancock. Ball on the Eagles' 44-yard line. Just nowhere to go, and they've tried to run the ball up the middle. They've had their most success if they've been able to kind of fake something up the middle and bounce to the outside, as we saw some long runs by Ronnie Ballard and also by Colby Hall in that first quarter. Deposit Hancock going left to right on a 3rd and 9. They're on their own 44-yard line. Walton, a lot of movement on the defensive line here. And here's the snap on his 3rd and 9. They throw it out into the flat for Colby Hall. Nowhere to go there as two Walton defenders in Wright and Harvey are right there to sandwich him. And that'll bring up about a 4th and 7, 4th and 8 here for the Eagles. 6:40 to go, second quarter, and Walton is on top of Deposit Hancock 20-0 here at home. And the Warriors lost to Deposit Hancock 13-12 last season, and they were looking for some revenge. And so far in this game, they have shown that they were ready and willing to play here and make the sacrifices needed in this first half against the Eagles. Eagles do have an explosive offense, though, and
are able to put up some points. They put up 50-plus points against UV earlier in the season, so we will see if Walton can keep them under control. So a nice punt here by Deposit Hancock will pin Walton deep in their own end all the way back to about the 5-yard line. An excellent punt by Deposit Hancock. We'll step away here on WCDO.
It is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here on WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. After a 55-yard punt by Deposit Hancock, the Warriors are pinned deep in their own defensive end, and Beers will have the ball on third down and try to move it forward. 5:15 to go before the half, and it's 20-0 here, Walton on top of Deposit Hancock, but the Warriors are pinned deep in their own end on a 3rd and 8. And this is where they'll need a big-time run play. Or maybe we'll see Coach Hoover pull out the big pass, as we saw a couple of plays ago. As coming out of a timeout, they just dropped about a 30-yard bomb on Deposit Hancock, and they were not expecting that. It was a nice pass play to Jacob Wright. That was the only pass of the afternoon we've seen from the Warriors so far. So a 3rd and 8, Walton is on their own 10-yard line here, looking to get out of trouble's way. A handoff up the middle and breaking some tackles and maybe just a little bit short of the first down. Here, carrying through the center there was Christian Rutherford.
Here's the ball carrier.
So 4:30 to go before the half, and Walton is on top of Deposit Hancock by a score of 20-0, and he picked up about 7 on the play, and so this is a 4th and 1. So is Walton going to gamble, or will they punt it away? This will be interesting to see what Jim Hoover wants to do deep in his own end. Does he have the confidence in his guys to push it forward? So Zant will bring it in, and Walton looks like they're going to go for it. They're on about their own 16-yard line on a 4th and 1. Looks like they believe they can push it up the middle. Maybe trying to draw Deposit Hancock offside. We will see. Zant is under center. 2 wide receivers split out to the right, and they're going to go for it right up the gut. They'll push it forward, and it looks like they got more than enough to get it. And an easy signal from the Zebra crew says that Walton picked up 2 when they needed 1, and that'll be a 1st and 10. So Dawson Beers carrying it through, and it's a 1st down for Walton. 3:49 to go before the half, and Walton leads Deposit Hancock 20-0. Boy, that's some confidence right there in your offensive line and your running backs to get the job done deep in your own end. Very nice play there by Walton. You can see the confidence they have in this 4-0 team, 2-0 in the division. So a 1st and 10 here. Ball on the 21-yard line for Walton deep here in this first half. They lead 20-0. They go right to left on your radio dial. They'll hand it off and through the center. A nice handoff and a huge hit there by Deposit Hancock on Jacob Wright. He holds on to the ball. Players might be down. Oh, a little slow to get up here as Maycumber, one of the leading offensive and defensive players here for the Eagles, came slamming through the line to knock down Wright, but he picks up 7 on the play. 3 minutes to go in this second quarter, and the Warriors on a rainy day here in Walton have a 20-0 lead. Zant is under center. 2 wide receivers to his right, 2 running backs to his left. Again, they'll hand it off up the middle, and still churning those legs, Walton will break through for a gain of about 3-4 yards on the play. And again, that's Dawson Beers carrying the ball. So a 1st down for Walton as Beers picks up another 4 yards there. Beers has carried the ball 6 times this afternoon. Done a very nice job. Did score on the 2-point conversion after the 3rd Walton touchdown. 2:30 to go before the half. Walton back in their own huddle as the ball ball is on the 32-yard line of Walton as they go right to left on a first and 10. Zant is under center, waiting for the snap, and he'll fake. He's going to throw here on first down, up over the middle. He's got a man wide open, and it's complete to Matt Sinistor, who will break over midfield and get to the DePauw Hancock 45-yard line. And just when the Eagles are so lulled to sleep there by the run of Walton, they pass one up over the top, and Sinistor was wide open, and he was able to rumble for an extra 10 yards after the catch. 2:10 to go in this first quarter. Walton with a 20-0 lead over DePauw Hancock, and they again have broken into the Eagles' side of the field. Ball is on the 45-yard line. It's only the second pass play of the afternoon for the Warriors. Both have been complete. On first and 10, they'll hand off to Beard, and he moves that pile forward. He's got 9, maybe 10, and close to a first down. Dawson Beard's just continuing to push the pile, and that'll be close. And we're going to have a flag after the play here, and we'll see. I think this is going to go against DePauw Hancock. Maybe a personal foul, and it will be against the Eagles, so that'll tack on some extra yards to the end of the run. So a 1:42 to go here in the second quarter. 20-0 lead for Walton, and that was a face mask call, it looks like, and that will add to the 10-yard run of Dawson Beers and put another 15 yards onto that. So Walton again knocking on the door of the red zone as the ball will come all the way down to the Walton 22-yard line. Excuse me, the DePauw Hancock 22-yard line is again close to the red zone here for the Warriors. Walton going right to left, looking to add another score possibly before the half with a minute 35 to go. Beers carries through the line for a gain of 2. That'll bring up a 2nd and 8 here for the Warriors. So Walton with a very successful first half here. You can see why they are such a good team, ranked 8th this week by the New York State Sports Writers in their poll for Class D teams. Walton is ranked 8th, and Unitego is ranked 11th. They'll be playing each other next week under the lights Friday night at Unitego, and the game we'll have right here on CDO. Now a 2nd down and 7, and Walton is going to throw for the back of the end zone. There it is, and it's intercepted in the back of the end zone by DePauw Hancock. Colby Hall just cut in front of the receiver and was able to make the play. Austin Brooker was there for Walton, but just a nice defensive play there by the Eagles, and Colby Hall was able to sneak in at the last second and make the play for the interception. 1:03 to go here before the half. Jim Hoover Field, a rainy day in Walton. Now DePauw Hancock will start at their own 20 after holding Walton on a deep run. Walton moved the ball down the field pretty nicely there, but good defense by the Eagles to hold on as they trail 20-0 as the rain really starting to come down here right before the half in Walton. And we'll see what the Eagles can do with just over a minute to go before the half. And they'll pass over to the far side and just up and over the outstretched arms of Colby Hall, the intended receiver for the Eagles. So the clock stops with 59 seconds to go before the half and a 20-0 lead for Walton. Thanks for joining us today here on WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, also on WCDOsports.com. If you want to go back and listen to any of our games, they are available on our website, WCDOsports.com. You can listen to last night's Unitego-Delhi game and even the first half of this game shortly after its conclusion and our halftime report. So a 2nd and 10 now for the Eagles. Ronnie Ballard, the QB, tries to roll out to his left, but it's a sea of orange and black again, sacking him for a loss. And a huge play there. Looks like Quinn Harvey was able to break through the line to make the tackle. 45 seconds to go as the clock continues to run before the half. 3rd and 10 here for the Eagles. Ball pushed back to about the 15, maybe 16-yard line as DePauw Hancock is deep in their own end. Looks like they might be able to get off one last play here. The clock continues to roll down to 25 seconds to go before the half. They'll hand off and bounce to the outside. A running play there for Colby Hall. Nowhere to go as, again, he's swallowed up by the Walton Warriors defense. 16 seconds to go before the half. And that'll bring up a 4th and about 15 to go here for DePauw Hancock. And it looks like the clock stopped at 16. Both teams have gone over to their sidelines here with Walton leading 20-0. And it looks like a timeout by Deposit Hancock. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Live High School Football here on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans, too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
16 seconds to go here before the half, and it's going to be a blocked punt here as Deposit Hancock was trying to punt it out from about their own 5-yard line, and the Warriors were able to break through and block it. So with 11 seconds to go, Walton's going to have a 1st and 10 pretty much on the doorstep of the end zone here. Looks like breaking through was a whole pile of Warriors led by Nate Sparling and Christian Rutherford. Very nice play there for the Warriors. So this will be 11 seconds to go before the half. Walton leading 20-0. This will be a 1st down and 5 after blocking a punt. Zant is under center. He's going to have to throw towards the end zone, and throws, and a nice catch here, and it looks like a touchdown, and it will be for the Warriors on the first play, and it will be, it looks like a TD unless they got a penalty here against Walton with 8 seconds to go. So 8 seconds to go, 20-0 lead for Walton, and it looks like this touchdown will be called back after a penalty here against the Walton Warriors. So that will bring up a 2nd down here with 8 seconds to go. Didn't see what the call was on a penalty. It was a heck of a catch there, it looked like, by Derek Meade sprawling out into the back of the end zone that was taken away. So 12 seconds to go now on the clock. They actually added some time back. And receivers, one to the left, one to the right for Walton. They have two running backs in the backfield. They'll go for it here on 2nd down. Again, throwing for the end zone and into the back, and a touchdown for the Walton Warriors. They get it this time with 8 seconds to go. And Robert Merrill wins a touchdown for Walton. That'll make the score 26-0 with 8 seconds to go. So Robert Merrill able to get the job done there for Walton, sprawling out onto his right side to make the reception. This was all set up by a blocked punt deep in Deposit Hancock territory. A nightmare for them as they were just looking to get into halftime, maybe down 20-0. Now it's 26 and Walton going for two. Walton handing off, and it looks like running through the center. They'll pick up the 2-point conversion as Rutherford will pick up the 2-point conversion, and Walton is on top of Deposit Hancock 28-0 with 8 seconds to go. We'll come back for the kickoff, and we'll take a quick break here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So Walton blocks a punt and scores 2 plays later, increasing their lead to 28-0 over visiting Deposit Hancock. 8 seconds to go. The Warriors will kick off, and the ball is loose on the turf before finally being picked up, pushed to the outside, but nowhere to go there for the Eagles with 3 seconds to go. As Brandon Maycumber, this leading scorer, leading receiver for Deposit Hancock, had nowhere to go, and Walton has pretty much shut him down here in the first half. Anytime he's caught the ball, tried to run the ball, the orange and black of the Warriors have been all over. So Deposit Hancock will have one last play here with 3.7 seconds to go before the half. They trail 28-0. So 1st and 10 as they go left to right, the ball on their own 32. And so last play of the first half here for Deposit Hancock, they will run it up the middle, maybe a gain of 3 or 4, And that will do it for the first half, as that was Colby Hall bringing it through the line. So a successful first half here for Walton. They lead 28-0 on four touchdowns, two by Jacob Wright, one by Quinn Harvey, as well as one by Robert Merrill. Jacob Merrill. So a very nice first half for Walton. We'll come back and we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. I'm Nate Lowe. You're listening to Live High School Football this afternoon on WCDO.